You're now tuned into the Hustlers Lounge podcast, hosted by King Mar.
I just wanna get the back some more. I just wanna put my city on. Never had it on nobody, no. But folks always wanna do me wrong. I can see them flying in my face. But nobody won't stop me from getting this cake. I just wanna put my city on, young G's tight shit. I just wanna put my mom in an empty field type crib with a whip so sick.
I'm from Statesville, Georgia or whatever. I had moved to like 30 minutes away from Statesville or whatever, but I still, you know, do my thing around the area.
Yeah. So how like the culture is around the like Statesville and the other area you moved to?
But it ain't really not really like 30 minutes. It's the country, like, register.
Oh, okay, yeah. So how is it in that area, like, you know, is the everybody trying to rap or, you know, everybody...
Oh, nah, it's really small. It's like, it's based upon, you know, family, really. That's all that's really, that really stay out there. It's that.
Yeah. Like, so, how the culture is in Statesboro?
Well, nowadays, you know, everybody, you know, if they trying to, if it ain't doing hair or nails, whatever it is, it's music. Like, mm-hmm. it's a lot of people trying to, you know, do this music shit.
Yeah. So, how long you been doing it?
Well, I've been, like, when I used to go to Boys and Girls Club and stuff, like, they had a studio in there, so, you know, I just always, you know, wanted to do music since, like, maybe, what, fifth, sixth grade?
Yeah. That's good. That's what's up, man. So you, like, what you got out? Or what you working on?
I got a couple songs out, but I don't got like everything out. I got a good little bit of stuff out on SoundCloud or whatever. And I got like I did a cypher a while back. That's on YouTube, the female cypher.
Yeah, I checked that out. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Put the City On. All right, what made you come up with that?
Well, a lot of folks don't know Mike Snell, and, you know, a lot of folks do. But he the one that do the Community Love event over there on Flint Street or whatever. And so he was just telling me that, you know, he wanted, well, he asked me, could I do, like, a video shoot or something like that? And I was like, yeah, so... I started listening to beats and stuff, and I was like, what could I write about? Like, so I wrote one song. I was like, nah, I ain't good on that. But then I wrote Put My City On. And then the way, like, I came off, I was like, yo, that'd be a good look, you know, if I'm doing a video shoot and I'm talking about putting my city on, because it's going to be, it's a community love event. So that means it's going to be everybody from the community out there.
Yeah.
So, that was my whole purpose behind that song.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah. Like, what's the craziest thing you experienced while, like, on your grind, like, for, like, you know what I'm saying?
Like, when I first started, you know, doing shows or whatever, like, they told me, like, oh, you gonna have folks changing on you, you're gonna have folks hating on you. And I mean, being that before I even started music, you can look on TV and you can see how these folks that got exposure that's really up there, you can see how they like this. So I was just thinking, like, I ain't never say like my life couldn't be like that. But actually experiencing, you know, folks changing up on you, got down. And especially, like, if you a female, like, they're going to try so hard to break whatever you got up. Like, no matter what it is, just because you a female, you doing music. They don't expect for you to, you know, come out on top or be the hardest or whatever. So I say the craziest thing is like folks lying about little stuff, you know, trying to, you know, take away my energy.
Yeah, I feel you. So how you block that out and still go to the studio, you know, still do your everyday life and, you know what I'm saying, for so much hate coming from you trying to grind, like how do you overcome that?
I just keep doing what I know best, and it's writing music, like whatever. I really don't, you know, really too much care what folks say or what folks do.
Mm-hmm.
Because like I'm still love whoever the same, like, no matter what it is. And, you know, I can't, you know, address every situation, every problem, every person. So instead of doing that, I just put in my music.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what's up. So you, like, just keep doing what you're doing, like, and don't even worry about the hate.
Yeah. I mean, if it's something, you know, that I feel like it should be addressed, then yeah. But I never let that stop me from doing what I know I want to do.
Yeah, that's what's up. You can't let that stop you, though. Because, you know, that's the biggest thing. Like, you know, you don't really hear too much about people until you start really trying to, you know, come up and do your thing. And that's the biggest thing of people journey, you know, before they hit that pinnacle where they're trying to be at. It's going to be a lot of hate,
right.
But you know what I'm saying? Do you receive a lot of love, too?
Like, you said, I receive a lot of love?
Yeah, from the city, they seem like they fucking with you.
Well, you know, like, to me, like, folks, I ain't going to say it's all bad, but I feel like if a person, you know, if I post something, like, if it's like a video or something, how they claim, you know, they fuck with me, they like my music, I don't really see it in the views and in the likes. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
But if I'm doing something like being, like, say, like, if I, what can I use as a, like, when we had, open up for the rest and stuff, like, if it's something like that and it's something big, they'll, you know, try to show love. But when it's actually out there, like, as far as coming to, you know, support, I don't see that. Like, it don't add up for somebody, for people that, you know, claim they fuck with you, they like your music and all that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that comes with time, you know, like, it's all in it. And that comes with, you know, just got to keep doing what you're doing and stuff like that.
Right.
Because, I mean, that's in everything, like, well, that's it. And everything you're trying to do, that's going to happen. But, you know, your music is dope, and I check you out, and, you know, I'm fucking with your movement, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Yeah, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's what's up. So, what you think that, you know what I'm saying, it's everybody show, do they show favoritism?
I wouldn't necessarily say favoritism, but, you know, I have a problem. I think the problem that folks have with me is that, well, not even me, it's any artist, period. Like, you know, you could get on a 5D and say anything, but when it's something that it is a purpose, well, my music is a purpose for every song. So, you know, if a person not really, you know, listening to your words or what you're saying, or what you're getting at, then of course they're not going to like it because they ain't listening to it. So I wouldn't necessarily say favoritism. It's just that folks need to learn to listen instead of, you know, just going by the beat.
Yeah. So, in your music, like, does, like, the wave bother you? Do you try to, like, put in lyrical content or, you know what I'm saying, or you try to just switch it up? Or you got multiple styles?
Yeah, Because, like, all, like, with, for example, like, put my CD on, I can't sing. I don't sing. So I just, you know, try to switch it up. Because sometimes, like, like when I first started writing, like, my hardest, well, I feel like my hardest, I used to talk about my brother all the time because he was locked up. And, you know, it was bothering me. So every time I wrote something, it was always something about my brother.
Okay.
So so now, like, being that he out, you know, I just try to write about my family. Like, what I want to do with them, what I want to do for them.
Yeah. So how did that affect you when he was locked up? How, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to ask all that, but when he was locked up, like, how did that affect you? Y'all real close?
Yeah, well, we grew up in the same house. I got an older sister, too. But, see, she ain't, you know, she wasn't really, you know, in the streets. She wasn't no trouble child, so I ain't never had experience of, you know, get taken away from me.
Yeah.
And but being that I had actually went to go see my brother, like, it hurt me. Because, you know, I never knew, like, when he was coming home, you know, what kind of time they was giving him, like. And being that, you know, because my mama, she don't really, like, she's the type, like, something really got to bother her for her to be mad or sad or cry. So when I seen her, you know, break down, it actually, like, that hurted me.
Yeah. Yeah. So that was like mostly what you were writing about during that period.
Yeah, during that time, I was writing about my brother.
So now that, you know what I'm saying, yeah, now it's all like,
Yeah, I'm talking about, you know, because when he was locked up, you know, he was asking me questions like, what you doing with your music too, you know? And being that he went out, he couldn't hear it. I couldn't show him what I was doing. Now that he out, I can write about, you know, putting him on and, you know.
Yeah.
He gave me that boost.
Yeah, that's what's up. Like, that's what's up. You know, family really what, you know, good family is what can fuel you to keep going. And I respect that, like, you know, once he got out, that was kind of like the missing piece to your puzzle. So now you got your So now you got your whole team right. So now, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I see how that is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you got anything coming out that you want people to know?
I'm trying to work on a little tape, but before I, because, you know, folks, you know how you pop out for this many months, and then you just, you know, it be quiet. You make them get quiet.
Yeah.
And, you know, folks wonder. They ask about stuff like that. So instead of me just, you know, going ahead and giving them what they want, I'm going to make sure, you know, my end straight before I actually put it out there, because they want it. So that means, you know, they want it to be right. And
yeah.
I want it to be right. So instead of, you know, just going ahead and just dropping a tape for them, I'm going to wait till everything's straight. And then, you know, I'm going to try to do a little tape or whatever.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So what you think about, like, for us, like, you think everybody could work together in Statesboro, the surrounding counties? Like, the artists and everything? Because I see y'all, like, doing ciphers and everything together. When I,
Well, in my opinion, I'm going to forever say this, because it's just been going on for so long. Like, I feel like, as far as Statesboro, I mean, every female artist in Statesboro, they don't have the same mindset. But the ones that do, it's not a lot of us. Like I'm willing to, you know, open up, you know, and work with this artist. Like, I love working with artists because I like showing, you know, other counties what we, you know, what we about, what we can do. You feel me? So I don't necessarily see, like, I don't know. I just don't see us, like, working together because it's so much hate. It's always, like, if you were a female doing the same thing as another female, they always make it a competition, whether it's hair, nails, it don't matter. Yeah, I was trying to make it a competition. And being that if you ain't got a strong mindset, you ain't strong-minded, they will put that, they'll brainwash you, they'll put that in your head, and you will start thinking, oh, I got to compete with her. I got to do this better than her. Everybody's not going to be, everybody's not on the same level. Everybody's not rapping about the same thing. Everybody's going to go through the same thing. You feel me? So,
yeah,
I don't know. I feel like we'll probably do something with an artist out of another county before we do, you know, something with one of our own. Yeah.
Because people listen to your interviews and never even heard of you before. And then they get to know you and they get to know your personality. And that's how you gain real fans. Like,
yeah. Because most folks, they see you sometimes. You know, your music might be goddamn hard as fuck. Might be thuggies. Might be talking about super motherfuckers and shit. But when they meet you goddamn, you a whole nother person. Like, because some folks, they like, doing music, they really judge you.
Yeah.
Just by what you put out.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know.
Are you just gonna
being lie? That the summer is coming up, I'm going to try to, you know, at least try to drop something, you know, for the summer.
That's what's
getting something, you know, listen to. Because I know it's going to be a lot of, you know, activities going on and stuff. And, you know, summertime, folks be out of the door. They like to listen to music, they like to cook out and stuff. So,
yeah. That's what's up. So, like, before I wrap this up, man, like, let everybody know where they can follow you at.
You can follow me on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/KashFinura. That's KashFinura. You can follow me on Instagram at First Lady Finura. That's FINURA. And you can follow me or add me on Facebook on both of my pages, on Cash Hunter and Cash Finura. It's KashFinura.
Okay, then. Hey,
and one more thing. Don't forget to look at the Statesboro Female Cypher on YouTube. It's Statesboro Female Cypher Volume 2.
All right. That's what's up. I appreciate you, you know what I'm saying, for your time and everything and sharing your story.
You're welcome. I appreciate it, you know, for allowing me to do this.
Yeah, and anytime you want to come back, you're always welcome.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. So I'm going to holler at you, man, and stay up.
All right, you too.
All right.
Subscribe now on Anchor FM, iTunes, and Pocket Cast.